the early onset form of depression has commonly been associated with stressors, stressful situations. And that can include both social stressors, like, for example, abuse, physical or sexual abuse, or it can include physiological stressors, like some medical illness, or perhaps the stressor of having going through a pregnancy and delivery. Or it can include stressful situations arising with just repetitive stress, like bullying, or perhaps even family stress or job stress. And in this context, it's thought that there are gene-environment interactions that are playing some role. The gene-environment interaction that's been characterized best in depression so far has involved a mutation in the serotonin transporter region, and the serotonin transporter ends up being the main target of most antidepressant treatments, the main primary target of most antidepressant treatments, so it's had relevance for studies in depression. It turns out that this particular mutation will increase the risk of depression only within the context of stress arising early in life. Now, once the course of depression begins, though, the role of stressors seems to become less prevalent. Later in life, the new episodes often don't have any clear stressful precipitants at all, and the episodes become more spontaneous, and sometimes they don't go away even when the stressor is resolved. And so the end state of depression then is often where you get spontaneous, recurrent, or even chronic depression that gets harder and harder to treat and become more and more disabling, and where one stops going back to normal, the normal mood state between episodes. And we, at this point, we don't know how to distinguish those individuals that will end up in that more chronic disabling end state versus those individuals that will be somehow resilient and can get over an episode of depression and then may go years without another episode.